Hi, Zach. This is John Kyle with Local Splash. How are you doing today?
John, how you doing?
I'm doing real good. So, obviously, with Phoenix Valley Solar, you said you're definitely going pretty far, about 2 hours for qualified appointments, right?
I mean, I would say most of our appointments are within 30 minutes, but
okay.
You know, Phoenix is a large city, so if someone hits me up in the other end of the city, you know, we're sales guys, we're dirty people, we'll drive anywhere, you know.
No worries. So now I do solar myself out here in California. So, have you been doing solar only 2 years, or this is just 2 years in the Phoenix area?
2 years with my company, about 4 years overall in different states, but I moved to Phoenix about 2 years ago to kind of start a new company, and I ended up actually doing a solar company.
Nice. And so you do full install, right? Like, so you're the installer as well as the sales team?
No. No, we're dealers.
Oh, you're dealers. Okay, no problem. That works well for me. That makes it pretty easy. So now, as a dealer, are you representing like Palmetto or who do you represent mainly?
Primarily local Phoenix installers. When it comes to national, I got my Freedom Forever and Titan logins, but you know we stick with local.
Gotcha. No worries. Like again, just asking. Obviously, you know, I mean, it's a little different when. I know exactly what did you go through. So when it comes to lead gen, what are you doing right now to source them?
I get phone calls from people viewing my page on Google. That's a small portion. I have a call center in Mexico that runs dialers. I just
nice.
Like data, like you know, new data, previous data. That's pretty ineffective. I think I'm closing that down in July.
Oh, okay.
I took a downturn about 6 months ago. Same with ad spend. My ad spend and my call center, for some reason, in the last 6 months, it's been brutal. And I'm thinking about completely just snipping those and moving into something that's more solid. But,
sorry about that. You're kind of breaking up. I think you're hitting a rough patch.
Yeah, you know, there's mountains all around here. To be concise, I got people hitting doors, and I use AI to reach out to other companies' data. I'm partnered up with, like, a roof company, and then
nice.
I use AI to reach out to every single one of their previous customers, and we convert that at a very high rate.
Nice. Okay. So obviously you definitely are doing a lot of different prongs here. So you're not really doing too many lead buys like for like solar exclusive or those type of companies, right? Not doing too much of that anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. My first year, actually, we did a bunch of that and it was just a bunch of bullshit and a bunch of waste of money. So I kind of figured I need to keep things in house as much as I can.
Smart man. Okay. Well, I will let you know, obviously, this is something that I do in Southern California as well. So, you know, we definitely promote the same thing where you're looking to more organic stuff. Have you ever looked into running, like, Facebook ads or anything like that? Or is that something that's not on your list?
Yeah, I mean, the issue with that I've, like, we've run ads and we've gotten converted business. It feels like the ROI on that is almost like a sunk cost the first 6 months. And then if I'm with the wrong ad agency, then it's truly a sunk cost rather than an investment. And, I know I can see what my guys are knocking doors. I can see them real time, what they're doing. You know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah. Well, what I'm talking about, on the Facebook ads is not something that's like the high dollar side. It's just more of a smaller, ad. Where it's just meant to hit people with retargeting. So you're familiar with the whole retargeting approach on Facebook, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, 100%.
Okay. So, we do that, but not on a scale like we're running videos or anything like dramatic like that. It's just a smaller retargeting campaign most of our clients in other fields, not necessarily solar dealers, but like people in HVAC and a lot of these, field type services that are out there, they only run about $100 with us a month. I know for a fact in the world of solar, that's nothing in terms of running ads.
Yeah.
Right. So again, that's one thing that we do to help you target, because you said you're getting some organic growth through people finding your website, and that's a small level.
Yeah.
The one thing that you're not doing, because obviously if I'm looking for a solar service provider in greater Phoenix, that's fine and dandy. You're going to show up on the map in a very small, centralized area from Google's algorithm. But what you want to do, just like I know this, is if you're going, all the way to, you're going from Chandler all the way to the west side of Phoenix, I mean, you're going that far, that map listing's not really doing nearly as much as what you really want to hit. Like, if you even go to Tucson from time to time, do you ever go that far?
No. Incidentally, I was there yesterday for some other shit, but try and stay away from there because the electric company is pretty bad, honestly, but would.
Okay. 100%. Well, that's what I was saying. So, like, I'm just giving you an idea of, like, how you run the ads. You could run the Facebook ads. I mean, I know in your field, even if you ran $500 of ads a month, that's nothing that's, if you've got even one deal out of those 500, you're already justifying the cost. I'm not saying that that's all we would expect to do, but what we would expect to do is just get more eyeballs on your website, because you do have a strong website. I mean, you clearly put some time into this. Did you make this on your own, or did you hire a team to do this?
I actually made this, to be honest. It's okay. I'm working on it daily, slowly.
Well, just so you know, if you want us to help optimize the site a little bit better, we can definitely do that. I mean, we do it for all the other fields. It would be very similar to one of our structures. The only thing I'd say that you're not doing on your site is when I scroll through your website, it's not optimized for a cell phone user. And most of our clients are looking at our ads on cell phones, to where your phone number goes away when I scroll down, right? One thing that I would suggest, and if you do it on your own or you want us to do it for you, it would just be a click-to-call button at the top and bottom, and also a text us button at the bottom of the page. That's probably one of the reasons why you're not getting as much conversion as you think from your website, just because customers are lazy, man. I'll be honest with you, when they're checking out websites on their cell phone, they're not answering emails as much as you'd like. They're not typing in phone numbers. They just want to be able to click and make the call. So, that's something that we'd recommend. You have that steady at the top of the page at all times, and we put it at the bottom as well on our site. I would send you a sample of it, but I know you're driving, so I don't want you to be looking at your phone while driving.
Yeah.
But that's something that we do to help you grow in that regard. With Facebook ads, it allows you to target specific locales. So let's say, I don't know, do you do like blitzes every once in a while where you're blitzing a certain neighborhood?
Yeah, that's more or less what we do, yeah.
Okay, so if you're doing a blitz, the way the Facebook works is, like, you can tell us, hey, local slash, program the ads to hit this zip code or something like that, and now you're hitting a blitz in that right neighborhood a week after we ran the ads, for example, and you might get your guys going into blitz with a couple preset hot ones, for example.
Right.
So, again, Just small ideas, that we utilize as well on my company to kind of help grow the platform. How it is with solar. Obviously, each general area is different. California solar is a lot different from Arizona. I'd say last year, California solar is just freaking, it's a cakewalk, right? And this year, California solar is a grind. You know what I mean? If you heard about the industry out here. It's pretty crazy, right?
Yeah, so, I know. I'm familiar.
But that being said, again, if it is something that you're interested in, we can definitely look into moving forward. Just to let you know, bare bones pricing, if you're looking just to run $100 of Facebook ads and see how it goes, we do that with our Google optimization to make sure you're showing up on the first page on your local map listings, and we can help you optimize your site if you really want us to get our hands dirty on your website as well. All that together is $249 a month. And it's a month-to-month program,
oh, yeah,
no retainers or anything like that.
Yeah, okay. You know, I would be willing to have a more a better conversation where I'm not driving into the field.
Makes sense. No worries.
Yeah, absolutely. Because here's the thing. My concern isn't necessarily running ads, but it is visibility of my website. I'm now, you know, the first 2 years I didn't really get any deals converted from my website, and now I've gotten a good amount, like, in the last 6 months, and it's nice because that's just like, I don't have to pay setters, I don't got to pay closers, I just get those, they're free deals, and all the money goes to me to help me improve my company. So that my goal is honestly just getting more people to click on my website and give me calls. Whatever avenue that
right.
happens, I'm open to whatever avenue that was or that would be. So if that's the end goal, I'm willing to have a conversation to kind of talk about that and kind of see what that would look like. Absolutely.
Yeah, right. And optimization, I mean, don't get me wrong, you're on like the second or third page. So what we do, you have a 5.0, 54 reviews. Come on, brother, you're doing great in terms of getting people to leave good reviews for you. It's just all a matter of pushing you to the top. Right? I mean, you need to be on top of like companies like Semper Solaris and some of these other guys that only have like 9 reviews. Sunrun is above you with a 2.9. That's ridiculous. That shouldn't be happening. That's just because you're not using someone like us to just drive you up there, right? We know how to play the game with Google because we have about 10,000 clients nationwide. And sometimes, just as you know in your industry and in our industry, it's also who you know, not just you know what you know. Because I know you're doing a lot of this on your own, and more power to you. You got far, but we can help push you to the top for sure. And we're not trying to break your bank in order.
Would I be setting up a meeting with you, or would you be scheduling for someone else? Sounds like I'll probably be working with you, at least for this meeting.
Yeah. So what I do, again, onboarding is a totally different, like, game as far as after the fact. So you talk to an onboarder, they do all the programming for you, get everything set up the way you want. But as far as the actual sales and the initial, like, steps of it, of course, it's going to be you
exactly.
and me, and, you know, we'll talk solar salesperson to solar salesperson, so that way, you know, I know exactly what you're looking for.
So, tomorrow fully booked. Thursday, I do have a 10:30 a.m. or actually, I could do from 10 to 10:30 on Thursday, Arizona time, which is actually California time as well. Would you, by chance, be available at 10 a.m. on Thursday?
Yeah, I'll give you a call at 10. That's no problem.
Yeah, okay, cool.
We're open for business 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., just so you know, to understand our schedule,
okay.
Since we work East Coast.
Absolutely. Okay.
And that gives me nighttime to work on my solar leads, you know what I mean? So I do this in the daytime, and then you know how it is. You're 8 to 8 sometimes.
No, 100%. Outside of meetings, like being the business owner, as like an actual worker, I don't do shit till 4 o'clock. And I wish I could do more, you know what I mean? But everything's after 4. Give me a call at 10 a.m. I'll throw this in my calendar so I don't forget.
And then what I'll do in the meantime, so you can do your due diligence, obviously you want to check us out just to make sure our reviews are as solid as I'm saying it. What's a good email for you? That way you can have the information in writing, and then we'll talk about, you know, checking out our reviews and everything like that. We don't have a 5.0, just so you know. We have a 4.2, but we have about 950 reviews. So the vast majority is positive, even though marketing doesn't work for everyone, because unlike you, who actually puts in the effort behind it, some people just think the machine just works by paying us $250. And that's not 100% accurate. You know what I mean?
No. Trust me, I have more experience with marketing agencies than I would like to admit in terms of a lot of it's been failure, but I understand the game a decent amount. So, 100%. Look, honestly, I've been waiting to get my first not 5-star review just so I can break the seal, because it almost looks crazy that I'm 100% 5-star. I'm being honest, but I don't want to ask anyone who I had a bad experience with for a review, so I'm just like, I'll just take the 5-stars.
Makes sense. Why would you, right? Like, don't be like Disneyland that has like a 2.9 or something like that, or whatever they got. That's pretty bad.
Yeah. The email, if you can send it to hello@phxcs, that's my website.
PHXVS.com, right?
Yeah. PhoenixValleySolar.com is the actual main domain. I just have it cloaked into that 5-character domain so it's easier for customers.
Okay. All right. Well, the email is coming in about 5 seconds. It'll say local splash follow-up from John Kyle, Google and Facebook marketing. And then Zach, it's Z-A-K, right?
Yep, Z-A-K, yeah.
Okay. So I just send everything over to you so you have that. Again, please do your homework before Thursday. Just make sure that we're well vetted and, you know, we'll get you onboarded month-to-month program. And, you know, obviously if you want to run more on Facebook, you can. Every dollar you put towards Facebook goes straight to them. But as you heard, our standard service at $249 gets you the first 100 going to Facebook each month at that price. Okay.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, and really one of the big things on, I just got your email, John. One of the big things is too, it's just like, kind of like, you know, cause I know the first 6 months, it's, you know, the first three are, you know, it develops. But in terms of just like metrics that we can watch and, you know, every.
You know, you get analytics going live, within 7 to 14 days. I forgot to tell you that. Sorry about that, Zach. We move fast. Cool. We're not 6 months. We are. So for Facebook, and if you want us to revamp your website, that's all live within 7 to 14 days. And then if you want us, for the optimization on Google, there are some hurdles to jump through, but you're already up there, and you're already verified, so you jump through most of the hurdles for us. All we're doing is just programming you and pushing you to the top with our optimization, like, know-how. So we do say this, our promise is usually you'll start seeing traction within 30 to 45 days, but it is fair to say that you'll probably move a little faster since you already have a really strong foundation compared to most of our clients. I mean, to give you an example, some of our clients have nothing on Google, not even a Google business profile, and we get them on the first page within that 45-day frame. So.
Okay, because that's honestly... That's all I want is honestly higher ranking on Google. I already have like the Google search performance set up in the GA4 accounts. I mean, there's not a whole lot of activity on there since I don't do a lot with it currently, but I already have everything set up. Honestly, it's all integrated. I've just kind of been waiting to find the right way to play it. So.
Yeah. For you, the best part is you're going to have the back end dashboard where you have all the analytics where, you know, clicks, phone calls, everything like that will be stored because the way we do it is we set up a tracking number as well, so that way when people call into you, especially if you're on the road like this, you'll at least have a record of all those calls, so you'll see the performance. But we want you to hold us accountable as much as we hold ourselves accountable, so you know that's how we earn your business every month, by giving you some proven metrics of it all, okay?
Cool. Yeah, we'll get into it. I got your email. I'll review that tomorrow morning when I'm back in the office, and... I'll come prepared Tuesday to chat, and I'll talk to you at 10 o'clock on Thursday.
All right, Zach. Hey, appreciate your time. Drive safe, and good luck getting some closes today.
Let's go, baby. I'll catch you later.
All right, bye-bye.